Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Bit of food to finish this off, and I'm joined now from the Cork studio by our old friend Aisling Moore, chef and owner of Goldie Restaurant on Oliver Plunkett Street. Hi Aisling.
Hey Brendan, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, fish obviously is your thing. We're going to kind of talk tangentially about fish today, because you're going to tell us about seasoning and maybe going beyond salt and pepper and maybe into some herbs. So what is the philosophy of seasoning in the first place? What are you trying to do? Like, for most of us, it's probably a bit of salt and pepper.
Yeah, a lot of times I think people just season out of manners, and like they're like, yeah, follow the recipe, I season. There's not enough thought goes into it. So, you know, seasoning isn't just about salt and pepper. Seasoning is all about expressing the natural flavour of the product that you're using and trying to extract the fullest flavour of that and reach its full potential. So when you squeeze a little bit of lemon juice over your battered haddock, that's also seasoning. It's not just salt and pepper. So we'll use things like apple cider vinegar. And at the moment, we're using lots of herbs as well. So we're working with local growers, and we're getting lots of like very summer forward fresh herbs at the moment. So
forward fresh herbs we should be using at the moment?
So lemon verbena is a great one, and it grows really easily in your garden. I have some of mine. So lemon verbena, sweet Sicily, summer savoury.
Sweet Sicily is what?
Sweet Sicily is a wild herb. So you'll find it in kind of forest woodland areas. It has kind of subtle aniseed notes, similar to like fennel and dill.
Okay.
It's a really gorgeous kind of leafy herb.
And summer savoury then?
Summer savoury is like, it's very subtle in kind of sage flavour, but has a lot more of a delicate leaf and has a kind of little lemon notes as well.
Okay. And come here, were you saying as well that sumac and chamomile grow wild in Ireland?
Absolutely. So sumac is a spice and chamomile is a herb. A lot of people don't realise that it's a herb because we consume it so much in tea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, chamomile grows all over the country, wild. We use it, we dry it and we infuse it into desserts. It's really gorgeous with honey and apples. And yeah, sumac grows wild. You'll find it kind of near enough the coast. And yeah, it looks like lilac if you're familiar with what that looks like. And yeah, you can dry it. Okay. And use it in the same applications as you would the dried stuff that you'd buy in the supermarket.
And would there be sumac around at the moment now? If people looked it up, what it looks like and how to find it? Okay.
Yes, okay. It's a little bit later in the season, I think. So kind of closer to September, I think you'd find it. But okay. I mean, the weather's all over the place, as we know. So, and that is affecting how things are growing. We're only just seeing tomatoes in the restaurant now, which, you know, you usually get them in June. So
really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's very interesting this year.
And potatoes?
Potatoes, quite difficult to get as well.
Yeah. I haven't seen... should new potatoes be around no more?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not, are they?
Well, you can get them in the English market.
Of course, you can get everything in the English market, yeah. Yeah.
As it should be. So yeah, I know they are available, but it is a little bit more difficult to get your hands on to get your hands on Irish ingredients sometimes, you know, especially with the challenges we have with global warming.
Yeah, so there you are now, like we're feeding half the world on one hand, and then on the other hand you can't get spuds. Come here, so you have a recipe for us today now that it's very quick and very simple, but what it is you're using basil, but in a panna cotta. So you would use herbs in a sweet now and again, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Tarragon is another one that works really well. It's really good with white chocolate, actually, tarragon. Basil and strawberries are really good together the same way basil and tomatoes are really good together. We're getting a particular type of basil at the moment from one of our growers, Singing Frog, in West Cork. It's called cinnamon basil. It's absolutely delicious. So we're using that for a panna cotta. Really, really simple, and our customers are really enjoying it.
Okay, tell us how to make it.
So you need cream, milk, caster sugar, some fresh basil and some gelatine leaves. Combine the cream, milk and caster sugar in a small pot. Remove the stalks from the basil and bruise them using the back of a rolling pin. This is just going to bring out more flavour and it's going to infuse into the milk and cream. Add the stalks to the pot and reserve the basil leaves for later in the recipe. Bloom the gelatine leaves by soaking in a little water. Place on a medium heat and bring to the boil. Remove from the heat, add the basil leaves and blend with a hand blender until incorporated. This will turn the cream a lovely, bright, vivid green colour. Drain the bloom gelatin and add to the basil and cream mixture. Pass through a sieve and pour into glasses, cups or moulds. Refrigerate for 4 hours and serve with strawberries.
Okay, and it works.
It does. It okay. works. We do right. it every day.
Okay. All right. We put that recipe up on our website. So, and it's a fairly easy one. And gelatin can sound a bit scary, but it's easy enough to use, actually.
Absolutely.
Okay. Aisling Moore from Goldie in Cork. Thanks very much.
Pleasure.